From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. The Seattle City Council's Transportation Committee is moving forward with plans for a bike-sharing program. If the current plan is approved, about 500 seven-speed bikes and helmets will be available for rent from kiosks in parts of Seattle. But some bike-sharing advocates say that the helmet requirement is a big problem, because nobody who rents a bike is also going to want to rent a helmet. And currently, it's illegal to bike in King County without one. That law went into effect 10 years ago, and it requires that all bicyclists, regardless of age, wear a helmet. So I'm asking today, should King County jettison this bike helmet law? On Facebook, Leslie wrote, yes, all you need to do is get up close and to a person that she doesn't think that it should be jettisoned. She writes that all you need to do is get up close to a person who suffered a traumatic brain injury to recognize the exorbitant costs of hitting the pavement with a bare head. But Rich wrote, bubble wrap is safer, speed limits on bikers, training wheels mandatory, soft curbs installed on streets. We can engineer safety into everything. Just be safe. You are an adult. The answer is no to bike helmets. Rich says, just live well and die fast. Well, what do you think about bike helmets and their requirement that we wear them, and also maybe what kind of impact it'll have on the bike sharing program? Give me a call, 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW, 800-289-5869, or write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. Joining us with more on bikes and helmets, Erica C. Barnett. She's the news editor and reporter for Publicola, and she's been reporting on this bike-sharing program. And Erica, explain why some people, including you, I guess, think this helmet rule in King County is going to be really harmful to bike-sharing.
Well, if you look at successful bike-sharing programs elsewhere, places like Washington, D.C., and New York, and Portland, and then, of course, overseas, I mean, none of those cities have helmet laws. And the reason a helmet law is an impediment is, you know, first of all, it adds an extra cost. So if you're renting a bike for the day and you're paying $8, they haven't identified the price exactly yet, but it's going to be around that, and then you have to pay an extra $3 for a helmet, you know, that's a barrier to entry that I think a lot of people are going to look at it and say, you know, I don't want to pay that. And, you know, additionally, I mean, I just on helmet laws in general, you know, the evidence is not really there that helmet laws themselves actually protect bicyclists. What's better for bicyclists is bike infrastructure, not requiring bicyclists to wear helmets.
Really, is there definitive evidence of that? I mean, it seems self-evident that if you fall off a bicycle and you've got a helmet on, you have less chance of suffering from a traumatic brain injury.
Well, yeah, and let me tell you, I mean, I wear a helmet, personally.
Me too.
And I think people should wear helmets, and I think that they obviously do improve safety, but if you get hit by a car and go flying off a bike and hit your head, obviously it's better to have a helmet, but you're less likely to get hit by a car in a city that has really good bike infrastructure and bike infrastructure that's separate, that separates bikes from cars the way a lot of cities are doing. So ultimately, I mean, the safer route is to spend money on cycle tracks and bike infrastructure and not to penalize bicyclists who don't wear helmets.
Erica C. Barnett from Publicola, thanks so much for setting the stage for us here.
Thank you.
So what do you think? Should it be mandatory to wear a helmet when you're riding a bicycle, or should those who ride decide? Is the idea of enforcing this something that is really doesn't make as much sense as other things we could do to stay safe? Are you sort of a libertarian in this regard? Is it like people don't want to ride with bicycle helmets? Should they be allowed to not ride with bicycle helmets? We're at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW, 800-289-5869. Or write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. Here's what you told us earlier today.
Yeah, they should get rid of the helmet law. I'm like 56 years old. I've been riding a bike my whole life. I've never worn a helmet. Everything's fine. They're bicycles. Deal with it.
The only thing wrong with the King County helmet law is that it's not being enforced enough. Everybody should be forced to wear helmets. They'll save your life. They saved mine.
How about you? Do you think that there should be a helmet law? Maybe you choose to wear a helmet, but you don't care whether there's a law or not. People don't want to wear them. That's kind of up to them. Or perhaps you do feel as though it should be mandatory. And I'm kind of curious, based on that last remark, have you ever seen anyone get pulled over for not wearing a helmet while they were bicycling? Has anyone ever gotten a ticket for that? 206-543-5869. 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Seattle Scott says yes to bike helmets. The real cost of lifelong care for traumatic brain injury is usually shouldered by taxpayers, a tragic cost to all driven by ignorance. Good point. If you can't afford to pay for what happens to you if you fall off a bike and hit your head and have a traumatic brain injury, we pay for it. Maybe in the interest of public safety for us all and keeping medical costs down, that's a good idea. Neely says that absolutely, you should start wearing one as a kid. You never know when not wearing one is even an option. You'll never know that. We also need public programs to help families pay for them, just like we have for life jackets and car seats. But we're getting others who really disagree with this. Nicola writes, no, you're dumb if you don't wear one, but it is your choice. And Frank writes, no, why do we believe in evolution? Why do people who believe in evolution insist on protecting dumb? So there you have it. What do you think? Do you take a libertarian stance on this, that people should be able to choose to wear helmets or not? Or do you take the other side of that? 206-543-5869. We were talking at lunch the other day about this, and someone mentioned that they had a grandparent who would cut the seatbelts out of the car because they were so against the idea that they were forced to have a seatbelt in the car. Do you think that King County should keep this law? And maybe it will discourage people from renting bicycles, from using the ride-sharing bicycle program. Is that important to you, or is it not? Scott's listening to us today over on Madison. Scott, what do you think? Do you think the mandatory helmet law is a good idea?
I do think it's a great idea.
Do you think it's enforced, though? Someone mentioned they never see it enforced. Does anyone get a ticket for not wearing a bicycle helmet?
Well, there are a lot of laws in our land, and some of them are enforced more effectively than others, and I can't speak to that, but all I can say is, a couple of years ago, I was riding a lot, getting ready for the STP, and a buddy of mine said, you really ought to wear a helmet. We're covering a lot of miles, and I resisted it. Finally broke down and bought a helmet, and about 2 weeks later was riding up the road, coming to a hill and in front of me, and I thought, well, if I speed up, I can draft up the hill. And he hit his air brake, stopped, and my head went right into the roll-up handle on the back of the truck. The helmet blew up. The bike was toasted. And I walked away completely unscathed. My wife's in healthcare, and she said, "If I hadn't had that helmet, I'd be dead."
Why? What were you?
I'm a big fan of helmets.
What were you going through your mind, Scott, before you made that decision to start wearing the helmet? I mean, you saw them. You knew that they were a common safety measure. Why didn't you wear one?
Well, I'd ridden bikes all my life. When I was a kid, I rode into town to where I worked at an ice cream store, and went on many bike trips, and I just never worn a helmet, and it just seemed unnecessary and sort of taking away a bit of my freedom. And I didn't realize about head injuries and how vulnerable you are until right after I bought the helmet. And boy, I went back to the bike store and bought another helmet and thanked them for saving my life. And, you know, it was $39 for a really good bike helmet, and I'm a father now, wouldn't have been a dad, I just feel very fortunate that my friends had given me the suggestion to wear a helmet, and as much as I'd resisted it, had I not listened to them ultimately, I wouldn't be talking to you today.
Well, you know, Scott, someone might hear your story and take just the opposite message from it, because it wasn't the law that made you wear that helmet, it was your buddy suggesting that you wear the helmet.
Yeah, and I think they were wearing their helmets because it was the law.
I see.
And so it was a culmination, not a completely linear path, but in the end of the at the end of the day, sometimes good laws can breed better decisions from the public. And I'm not a favor of having unnecessary laws, rules, and regulations. As a matter of fact, I kind of lean on the side of laissez-faire. But in something like this where there's a significant benefit to individuals who may otherwise not may not be fully aware, that can make a meaningful difference.
Sure.
That's why I support having bike helmet laws.
Set the social norm by your laws. Scott, thanks a lot for your phone call. You know, I asked earlier, has anyone ever seen anyone pulled over for not wearing a helmet? Well, Sarah wrote to say, yeah, I've only seen one person pulled over, even though he was walking his bike on the sidewalk with his helmet on the handlebars on Bike to Work Week. Sarah thinks helmets should be required. What do you think? We're getting quite a few people who think yes. Maybe you disagree with them. Call us, 206-543-5869. Steve's with us today in West Seattle. Steve, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think as far as the bike sharing program is concerned, if someone chooses not to wear a helmet, that they need to sign a waiver that the city or county who's ever providing the bike is not liable for injury that occurs to them while they're riding that bike. But the bike laws are important. I ride a bike, I wear a helmet. I mean, but the issue with the bike sharing is liability. And if the person chooses not to wear a helmet, the renting group should not be liable.
I see. So for this bike sharing program, allow someone to sign a waiver saying that they know that they're being told to ride the bike, but they just aren't going to do it anyway, wear the helmet, but they're not going to do it anyway.
And the renter, be it the city or the county or the
right.
state, is not liable for an injury that arises from them not wearing a helmet.
The thing is, Steve, if you're going to allow people who use a bike share program not to wear helmets, how can you turn around and say to people who own bikes, you do have to wear a helmet?
That depends who's paying the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And if you own a bike and choose not to wear a helmet, and something happens to you, you're going to be responsible for paying the bill. Whereas if you're in a bike share program, I would foresee that if something happens to the person riding them, that the renter of the bike, the county, whoever, can be liable for what happens to them.
Hey, Steve, thanks a lot for calling and sharing that with us. Let's go to Jeremy, who's with us today in North Seattle. We're talking about the mandatory bike helmet law in King County and its impact on bike sharing, a program coming our way next year. Jeremy, what do you think?
Well, you know, forgive me if some of these points have already been hashed out. I just joined your conversation. But, you know, I don't have any definitive answer here, but I think it's tempting to look at issues like this through a lens of, you know, individual liberty and individual freedom. And I can definitely understand that perspective. But I also think it's important to consider the broader societal implications of individual choices. So if someone chooses not to wear a helmet and, you know, God forbid, or is injured in a crash or an accident of some sort, you know, does that individual have health insurance? Are they rushed to the emergency room? You know, is the hospital going to kind of be stuck with that bill? You know, is taxpayers, insurance payers? So, you know, I think that the broader community consequences also have to be taken into consideration when thinking about individual choices. You know, and I think you can draw a comparison to automobile insurance.
Right. Well, in fact, you know, it's funny, interesting you mentioned that, Jeremy, because John wrote exactly to this point to conversation@kuow.org. He asks, how about requiring proof of medical insurance when riding without a helmet? That takes away the previous caller's concern. Do you think that would be a way to get around this so that should something horrible happen while you're riding the bike without a helmet, you have your own insurance so it doesn't fall to the rest of us to pay for you?
You know, I don't know if that would be a quick and easy solution, but I think that's definitely headed in the right direction. I think that there's got to be a way to, you know, account for the various potential consequences of something like riding without a helmet. And I think that, you know, that's definitely part of the conversation.
Hey, Jeremy, thanks a lot for that, and thanks for all of your comments. Others were not as judgmental about saying we should have to wear helmets, and you can find their comments at KUOW's Ross Reynolds on Facebook, and you can add your own to that. Meanwhile, plans proceed for bike sharing next year in the city of Seattle.